edge of an edifice's tomb. Came a grandson with a ransom hard to consume. One had a briefcase and within it was enough cash to dispatch you to limitless. Only one catch was you had to eat and finish it. Kindly ingest it. Ask any professor what makes them profess. And yes, it's only gestures. I have no time for pressure because I only have a minute. I tried EMDR, it diminishes. I tried it like CPR to replenish me and connect hemispheres and forget remembering. All it seemed to do was make my brain one mystery. Have some misery, have some fun, but don't have a traumatic repeated history, because that can cause chemistry to do a somersault and you will fall asleep thinking you're at fault. While it's true that it could be you, have to essay after an interview. And I'm climbed out of that group and also timed out. Why doubt outside when you're inside without a doubt? Now with tinder, kindle, and fire, everything that conspires is a mind bender. What happened to one-on-one connection? Why everybody became a projection? My theory, it's eerie, it appeared before me, and it told me such a riddle that I made a story. One had a man with an outstretched hand, same had a woman with a different plan. Both had a household of two children and land. They all felt alone or entirely crammed amidst a retirement plan. I guess from a wilderness I properly scanned. Take what I said and eject it from your head. We all have opinions and we'll wind up dead. Some stay alive if you do a deep dive though. Join me, we will reassemble as a zygote. And why go to great lengths or the brink of insanity just to prove you're not a psycho? I know how it is, I'm right with you. Trying every day to be myself but paint a different picture.